Ahead of the Super Bowl this weekend, a lot of people will be hitting the supermarket or their local carryout to get ready for a game day feast. Food prices are still sky high, but some favorite Super Bowl snacks are still selling at a discount this year. NPR's Scott Horsley has a scouting report on how to feed your friends and family during the game while keeping your wallet from getting tackled for a loss.
Chef Aji Abbott doesn't expect to watch much of the Super Bowl on Sunday. He'll be too busy working at the Ooz and Oz Soul Food Restaurant here in Washington.
We got the good stuff. We got mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, greens, macaroni and cheese.
And chicken wings. Abbott expects chicken wings will be flying out of his restaurant's doors in the hours leading up to Sunday's kickoff.
It was a finger food. You know, you pick it up with your fingers, and you watch the game, you're cheering. It's easy to, you know, do both at the same time. You know, it's just good party food.
More people are giving and going to Super Bowl parties this year. That's one reason the National Chicken Council thinks we'll gobble up nearly 1.5 billion wings this weekend, 84 million more than last year. Another reason for the rosy forecast? Wings are on sale. After a spike in prices last year, fresh wings have come down 13%, and the price of frozen party wings has dropped by 28%.
The wing price finally came down, but then eggs went up. Must be something to that. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Agricultural economist Michael Swanson of Wells Fargo says both have been affected by avian flu. But it takes a lot longer to raise egg-laying chickens, so farmers who raise birds for meat can recover much more quickly.
Two completely different flocks. The eggs really got hit hard, but luckily for us, the chicken breasts and all those other pieces have not gotten hit that bad.
Swanson says there are other bargains to be found on the Super Bowl menu, but like a quarterback reading the defense, you have to keep your eyes open and pick your opportunities. For example, beer and soda pop have both gotten a lot more expensive in the last year. But wine prices have risen only slightly.
Wine's a global market, so the U.S. wine producers are under a lot of competition, so they can't price up. So maybe some sangria to celebrate the Super Bowl.
Swanson says bacon and shrimp have also gotten cheaper since last year's game.
My wife's Colombian, so we always serve ceviche to go along with guacamole, so it's looking pretty good for us.
Guacamole prices have also come down to earth. After a big jump last year, avocado prices have dropped 23% thanks to supersized imports from Mexico. Lance Youngmeyer, who heads an association of produce importers, says some 250 million pounds of fresh avocados have crossed the border in recent weeks, like a big green running back bursting through the line of scrimmage.
This is the second highest Super Bowl volume in history for avocados. Of course, guacamole is one of the absolute feel-good, fun-time snacks of all time. It's really popular this time of year, and everyone from the grocery stores to restaurants are trying to capitalize on that.
Back in the cramped kitchen of Ooz and Oz restaurant, one of Chef Aji Abbott's assistants is slathering spicy sauce over a big bowl of raw wings, getting them ready for the fryer.
Crisp, juicy, and always got that extra zip. That's why people say ooh and ah. Ooh, that first bite, ooh, that's good. Last bite, I'm full.
Abbott has stockpiled nearly twice as many wings as he would on a non-Super Bowl weekend, and he suggests home party planners also go big rather than run the risk of running out. Nothing wrong with leftover wings for breakfast, he says. It beats Monday morning quarterbacking on an empty stomach. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.